It is the pre-match warm-up as we turn our attention back towards the Premier League. It's Ian Ryan, John Gibbons, Mo Stewart, Amelia Bonner. We will get the view from Nottingham Forest a little bit later on. But Amelia, we've had a good 6 or 7 days. One cup boxed in the bag. Quarter final of another. I think it's fair to say we've all had worse weeks.
Absolutely, yeah. Isn't this lovely? What a great time to be alive. Do you know what's mad is going into the final, I was not so much trying to manage my own expectations, but trying to assess my priorities in saying every single league game at this point feels like a cup final. That's the biggest thing. It's the thing that we want the most. It feels like it's where there's the most jeopardy and where things could kind of go wrong. And then as soon as the first whistle goes, I was like, no, I absolutely want this more than anything. So I think getting to have that, getting to see so many incredible performances from the young lads and just having such a sense of hope and kind of promise of what's to come and feeling like there is just still so much boundless potential, despite injuries, despite everything else that's going on. It just feels like it's our moment, really, in every possible way. And I'm excited. Like, I'm really, really excited for the weekend.
There's a ton of momentum now, Sean. And I think as a club, we often say this, we tend to ride it better than most. And because of all of the adversity, it's saying there's been loads of that, and they've overcome it, and they've overcome it in cup finals, they've overcome it again in the fifth round of the FA Cup because of that adversity piece. This momentum now, this potential that Amelia talks about, there's loads and loads of it.
Yeah, there's a steely determination on the pitch and like a party atmosphere off it, isn't it? And it's all kind of, you know, together creating, you know, this juggernaut that feels like it is going to take some stopping. And you know, listen, there's other teams who were top, you know, who were playing very well as well. Arsenal, you know, they're playing incredible, hardly giving any chances away. They'll feel, you know, similar. Obviously, City are used to being a bit of a juggernaut at this period of the season. So we're not alone in how we feel, but you can only look after yourselves. And Liverpool are looking after themselves and then some, whoever they put on the pitch. And like Amelia said, you were sort of doing deals with yourself, weren't you? Like, I was thinking, oh, just right off the FA Cup now, do you know what I mean? Like the League Cup, we were in the final, you want to win it, we did. Absolutely brilliant. So then you want to go for the league, you wait for deals like something we can just sort of manage a little bit and see how it goes. And the FA Cup, but they put a young team out and they did the business. And so it's a crazy situation where it doesn't feel like you have to pick. Like it's like, oh, do you go strong and win or do you rest some and, you know, probably go out, and you're like, oh no, we'll just rest them and win. We'll just like, what was the best bit of both of those things? Yeah, well, no, we'll just do that. Do you know what I mean? And so it's sort of brilliant. Oh yeah, we'll get some more superstars, and you know, we'll make everyone feel great about the future as well as now. It's like everything. It feels like everything's going right, you know, at the moment, and no matter what's thrown at us in terms of injuries, you know, they're just dealing with it, and they're dealing with it, not just dealing with it, you know, in university or dealing with it, grinding something out, they're dealing with it and like, fucking hell, who's this fella who scored 2 goals and is absolutely brilliant. Oh, well, look when he was a ball boy, oh, he loves the Reds, oh, amazing. He's my favourite player. We're getting new favourite players, but we should be going out.